Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Pocket Rocket Podcast. It has been a while since I've recorded one of these. There's no one reason why it's taken me so long to get back round to recording the podcast. But let's not focus on what hasn't happened. Let's focus on what has. Let's focus on the new series, new people, new stories. I'm excited. But today's episode is something slightly different than I've ever done before, given that it is the end of 2023 and now into 2024. I've been doing some kind of time, or it's been spending some time on self-reflection, thinking about things that I've learnt in 2023, the things that I specifically would want to bring forward into 2024. And if you follow me, and if I come up on your algorithm on social media or on Instagram, you'll see that every now and again I go through these little talky stories, normally when I'm getting ready for the day. And I kind of talk about things that I have heard often on podcasts or conversations I've had with people that have left me with a new view on a situation, or have given me a new tool to think about how I could improve something in my life or handle situations differently. So, with that in mind, I have gathered 12 things that I have learnt in the last 12 months. I'm going to share them with you on this podcast, and I hope that I hope they make a difference. If not a handful of them or all of them, I hope at least one of them makes a difference, because they've all had a positive impact in my life. Some I have been kind of attempting to practice and put into practice for years, and other ones are very new to me. Some I've spoken about on my stories and on social media, and others I haven't. But they're all things that I reference regularly in conversation with friends and family. So, as I say, the 12 things that I have taken from the last 12 months. Number one, this is a powerful one. And I've got to say, I didn't come up with it myself. I actually got it from The Diary of a CEO, and the podcast. I listen to Stephen's podcast religiously. If you don't listen to it and you enjoy these sorts of conversations, then I would highly recommend going and having a listen to that. He did a podcast episode with a woman called Mel Robbins, and she has this, what she calls the let them theory. Number one, let them. And essentially, taking this from her website as a quote, when you let them do whatever it is that they want to do, it creates more control and emotional peace for you, and it gives you a better relationship with the people in your life. On the podcast with Stephen, she gave an example from her son going to prom, and he hadn't really organised things, he hadn't really thought about what he was doing, where he was going, the weather and all that sort of stuff. And she said she was going to do that typical mum thing of, oh, I must get involved, I must fix this. And her daughter said, let them. If they get caught in the rain and ruin their shoes and their outfits, their beautiful dresses and their suits, they'll learn. And I think the important thing is here that it's not about, because obviously the phrase let them sounds like it's about them, but it's not. It's about you removing that control freak in yourself out of a situation. You don't need to get involved in everything. She gave another example, which I think potentially is something we can all get on board with. We've probably all been here in some way or another. And she said, if your friends organised a brunch I mean, replace it for whatever you want there. Lunch, dinner, football match, gym session, whatever it is, cinema date. Your friends organise a brunch and they don't invite you. And you want to message them and be like, that's out of order. You should have invited me. That's unfair. Why didn't you? And she was just like, the power of let them. Just let them do their brunch. And also take an inward look at yourself and maybe you organise the next brunch and invite them. Just let people do whatever they want to do and you don't have to have a role in it. You don't have to play a part. And it is empowering. Like, honestly, it's empowering. Number two on the list. There is a phrase that is bandied around all over the world on all different types of, I think it's fair to say it's mostly social media platforms. And typically it's used when women are talking about dating guys. And they always say, if he wanted to, he would. I like to flip that on its head. And I like to say, if you wanted to, you would. It's that simple. If you really wanted to do something and it meant something to you, you would do it. Stop making excuses. If you really wanted it, you would do it. It's that simple. Number three. This is another one that I stole, actually. But for good reason. And it's one of the most enlightening podcasts I've ever listened to. A chap called, I'm probably going to butcher his name, Mo Gawad. Or Gawdat, I think maybe it is. And he talks about happiness, and he wrote a book on how to be happy, and it's Stephen Bartlett's most ever downloaded podcast episode, and it's pinned at the top of his feed in Spotify, possibly in Apple as well, but definitely in Spotify. And Mo has created something called the happiness equation. So number three, happiness is equal to or greater than the events of your life minus your expectation of how life should be. Happiness is equal to or greater than the events of your life minus your expectation of how life should be. Again, to quote him directly, he says, the happiness equation is actually quite a simple survival mechanism that our brains use all the time to compare events to expectations to make sure we're safe and we're in the safe zone. The happiness equation is, as I just said. So, a simple example of the happiness equation. He says, I am here in London and I expect it to rain. If it rains, I wouldn't feel disappointed. If it doesn't rain, I'd feel quite happy, based on the events beating my expectation. He goes on to say, the opposite is also true. If I so badly wanted the weekend to be sunshine because I can go out and spend time outdoors with my friends and it rains, I would be disappointed. The rain on its own is not capable of making me happy or unhappy. It's rain as compared to my expectation of how the day will be that is making me happy or unhappy. So there have been a ton of podcasts this year. It seems to be the flavour of the year. I say this year, 2023, not 24. I'm recording this on the 1st. There have been a load of podcasts I've listened to that seem to be geared around happiness. I think it's a fantastic topic to talk about because there are a hell of a lot of people that are really quite unhappy. So if we can find this solution and we're all desperately looking for the answer to whatever question it is that we have. That's why Google does so well, right? Because we can just quickly ask it the question. But we're all looking for the answer. And in this case, the question is, how do I be happy? How can I make myself happy? How do I find happiness? And he's put this equation together, basically saying, it's your expectation versus reality. Now, if we take a job or a relationship or whatever it may be, a night out with your friends, it could be anything. Your bodybuilding goals, what placing you'll get in the show. Maybe whether or not you even make it to show. Your expectation of how things will go. If it is wildly, like, way, head and shoulders, way above where the reality is or could be, that gap, that differential between expectation and reality, that's where unhappiness settles in. And it's not to say, I'm not for 1 minute saying you should lower your expectations, but if you are not going to take steps to understand the expectation versus the reality, then you're going to really struggle to find that happy place, in my opinion. So that was three. Happiness is equal to or greater than the events of your life minus your expectation of how life should be. Number four, very plain and simple. A goal without a plan is a daydream. You can have goals, but if you don't have a plan on how you're getting there, it's not going to happen. Things don't happen by themselves. They don't happen overnight, just magically. You have to engineer that goal. You have to engineer it, because if you don't, it's quite literally just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and it's a daydream. And there's probably 1% of daydreams that come true. Number five, giving 90% for a month is better than giving 100% for a week. I did a post a short while ago where I talked about this exact thing. And it seemed to really resonate with people. If you go balls deep, excuse my French, if you go balls deep into something and you throw the kitchen sink at it, and you can't keep up with that because it's really hard. Let's take dieting as an example. You've dropped your calories really, really low. You have put loads of cardio in. You feel awful. You're miserable. How long is that going to last? Or you go a little bit easier on yourself. You don't throw absolutely everything at it. You make it enjoyable. And you're probably going to adhere to it for longer. So that was number five. Giving 90% for a month is better than giving 100% for a week. Number six. You can't please everyone. You cannot please everyone. So if you are a people pleaser, just remember, it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, how you behave, any of those things, it literally doesn't matter. You are never going to make everyone happy. So stop trying. Number seven, I have said this one for years and years, and I love it. And it really does put things into perspective when you are stressing about something, you're worrying. It just kind of reframes the whole thing. So, number seven, if it won't matter in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes. That simple. Someone upsets you at work. Is it going to matter in 5 years? No. Don't worry about it. You get sick. You get a cold. And you miss out on a night out that you really, really wanted to go on. Is it going to matter in 5 years? Probably not. Would you even know if it mattered in 5 years? Absolutely not, unless you are a fortune teller. But if it's not going to matter in 5 years, really do not waste your time sitting, worrying and stressing about it. It's wasted energy. Time is precious. Life is short. Number 8. This is another one from Mo Gawdat. Probably butchering that terribly. Another one from him, which I heard in lockdown when I first listened to that first episode he did with Stephen. He's done 3 in total since then. All great, by the way. But yeah, number 8 is another one from him. Another one about happiness. And I say it all the time. Your happiness is your responsibility. But this isn't limited to happiness. Your sadness, your stress, your happiness, your whatever it is, whatever feeling you feel is entirely your responsibility. No one can make you happy if you're not. Someone might be able to bring you joy for 5 minutes or a day or a week. But deep down, if you're unhappy, it doesn't matter what that other person does. I mean, let's go back to number 6. You can't please everyone. It doesn't matter what someone does. If you are inherently unhappy, no one's going to bring you happiness. It's temporary. It's a band-aid. It's a plaster. Equally, and this is a hard one for people to swallow, but genuinely, it has helped me on countless occasions. If you are sad, that's on you. Now, I know you're thinking, you're probably like, if someone upsets me, that's on them. Absolutely, I understand where you're coming from. So let's put an example in play. So someone does something or says something and it's unkind, and it makes you unhappy. It upsets you. Once you two, the two people, or the three people, whoever's involved, once you've had a conversation about it, which is important, communication, and you have explained why it upsets you, you have a responsibility to understand that if they apologise and they sincerely do mean that they are sorry, there is nothing else they can do. Saying sorry 2, 3, 4, 5 times doesn't make someone more sorry. It's just repeating a word. So if they've said they're sorry for what they did, they understand they upset you, they've said they're sorry, that's that. Thereafter, if you are still upset about it, it is your responsibility to mend that within yourself, accept their apology and move on. That's it. Number 9. It's better to try and fail than to never try. If you don't try, you don't know. And if you want, I know this is a bodybuilding centric podcast or a fitness centric podcast. So if you want to bring that into it, if you are in the gym and you never truly fail on an exercise, on a movement, you have more in the tank. So how do you expect to win if you're not prepared to push yourself to the point where you might fail? Take the risk and just try. If you fail, you learn lessons, you take from it, you move on, you try it a different way next time. But it's better to try and fail than to have never tried at all. Number 10. I'm sure that everyone has heard this, and it probably will resonate with a lot of people as well. People will always remember how you made them feel. No one remembers your dress size, or what you wore that day, or a word that you said or didn't say. Like, there'll be bits and bobs that stick in your mind, sure, But you don't document all of those things. What you do think about is how you feel inside yourself when you are around that person. Do you like the person you become when you're in that other person's presence? And when you feel that good, you'll want to spend more time with that person. People will always remember how you made them feel. If you made them feel sad, that sadness will stick with them. When they think of you, they will associate sadness. If you broke their trust and they felt, what's the word? They felt let down or whatever it may be, they're going to remember the fact that they don't trust you. They'll probably remember what you did. The mind works in weird ways and you don't necessarily always remember exactly what happened because feeling changes your memory. However, they'll also just remember that wasn't a good vibe. That whatever they did, I don't really get a good vibe from that person. You hear people say that all the time. And they will always remember how you made them feel. Number 11, nearly there. Time is our most valuable resource. I have said this on this podcast countless times to so many people that have come on. I always thank them for their time because time is the one thing that you cannot buy back. So if someone is willing, buy back, if they are willing to give you their time, a resource that cannot be bought, that they can never get back, that's pretty special. Time can't be purchased, it can't be worked for, it can't, like it, once it's gone, it's gone. We are 22 minutes into this podcast, and that's 22 minutes of my life and your life that you're never going to get back. Now, that sounds really negative, but that's the reality. And I really hope that at these 22 minutes that you've been listening, that you feel like it was worth the 22 minutes and that time wasn't wasted and that you'd probably come back and listen to another episode. And if you don't feel like that because your time is more valuable, that is absolutely fine because time is our most valuable resource. So instead of buying someone something, a material thing, spend time with them. Take them somewhere. Go for dinner. Put your phone to one side. Put it in your bag so you don't even get distracted when it goes off. Go for a walk with people. Like, don't go to the cinema and sit there in silence. That's not spending time with someone. It's just ticking a box. Time is our most valuable resource and you will never get that back. So if someone is willing to give that to you, if you are willing to give that to someone else, it's pretty special. And number 12. Kindness and forgiveness are two of the most important qualities we can possess. Kindness and forgiveness are two of the most important qualities we can possess. So remembering what I said in number 10, people always remember how you made them feel. Always be kind. And if you can't be kind, just pause. Think about what you're saying. Think about your actions. Leave a good taste in someone's mouth. Think about how you would like to be treated. And coming back to number 11, time is our most valuable resource. Forgive people. Just forgive them. It doesn't mean that you need to forget. It doesn't mean that you need to allow them back into your life. But life is far too short to be holding grudges and to not forgive people. Let them. Number one, just let people learn the hard way. Let them live their lives in the way they want to live it. Let them do what they want to do when they want to do it. You don't need to control it. Let them and forgive them. I spent a lot of time thinking about those. And I really do hope, now 25 minutes in, I really do hope that you've taken something from those. It's not always easy to remember all of these little things here and there as the days pass and we've got so much to do and we live at 100 miles an hour. But if you are upset or you're stressed or you want to achieve something, you want to be happier, you have goals, you want people to like you, you don't want to hold grudges, you don't want to hold on to bad feeling, bad memories, hurt, anything like that. If you just, these 12 things, in my eyes, they're all like keys to happiness. If you can let people do what they want to do. If you want to do something, you would do it. If you're trying to achieve happiness, just have a look at your expectations and your reality. Just compare the two and look for the differential. Daydreams are great, but have a plan to get there. Don't go all the way in from day dot. Be kind to yourself. Be fair. Give 90% for a longer time. It's always going to last longer. You give yourself the kindness, if you give yourself the flexibility. You can't please everyone, so just stop trying. Think ahead, 5 years' time, even a year's time. Is it going to matter? No, then let it go. Focus on your happiness. Take responsibility for your happiness. No one's going to do it for you. It's impossible for anyone to do it for you. And if you're sad, take responsibility for that too. Work on finding a way to be happy. Try and fail. Try again, fail again. Just never give up. And just take lessons learned every single time you do it. And just make sure you are learning from those things and you're becoming a better person and you're enjoying your life more and you are happier and you're more successful. But failure has this connotation with it that you're a loser if you fail at something. You're not. It just means that you try harder than anyone else. People will always remember how you made them feel, so make them feel good. Give people time. It's a valuable resource. And be kind to people and forgive their actions, their words. Forgive everything. And on that note, I put this on my story on yesterday. It would have been, you're listening to this, it would have been 2 days, but on New Year's Eve. And it's seemed to strike a chord with a lot of people. So I'm going to finish this episode on this note here. As we roll into 2024, people, on the whole, are either celebrating 2023 or highlighting it wasn't their best year. I think it's easy to forget that every day, week, month, year that passes, we have a range of different experiences. A handful of good doesn't make it great, and a chunk of bad doesn't make it awful. And to quote Ronan Keating, life is a roller coaster, we just gotta ride it. Everything happens for a reason, and there are no flowers without rain. So be thankful for the bad too. It shapes us as people, it teaches us valuable lessons, and it paves the way for change. If you were part of my 2023, thank you for the role you played. Happy New Year. I'll see you in the next episode.